Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next hour. What happened? I'm only here for one more hour, then Ryan Hickey comes through. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, every single weeknight. Yeah, I won't be here until Monday again. Sorry, my bad. Anyway, the big news for tonight, Denver Nuggets go up on the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals 3-1. They beat the Heat in Miami, the final score 108-95. Aaron Gordon has a playoff career high, 27 points. Jokic has 23, 12 rebounds and 4 assists. Jamal Murray, 15 points, 12 assists. Bruce Brown had 21 points off of the bench. Jimmy Butler, 25. Bam Adebayo, 20. And some of the other starters, Gabe Vincent and Max Strus, they combined for 2 points. It's like Miami ran out of gas. I'm supposed to believe that Max Strus and Gabe Vincent are going to go up to Colorado on Monday in an elimination game and all of a sudden drop 20 apiece? I don't think so. Denver Nuggets looks like they're on their way to their first NBA championship. 855-212-4CBS. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout-outs to everybody listening on this Friday night on the free Odyssey app. People tuned in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. And we got people locked in right now on SiriusXM Channel 158. What's up to all the truck drivers out there? And then much love to people listening on a smart speaker. You know, every now and then I'm walking around my house, I call a speaker and just tell them to play CBS Sports Radio. I do that too. I use all four methods. I'm a man of many methods. Shout-outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard, holding it down in New York City. We've had a busy night. The Nuggets win, and we've had a busy week. Yeah, we've had it all, man. Chris Paul might be going elsewhere. Dalvin Cook has been released. Aaron Rodgers actually said he's having the most fun that he's had in a long time. Well, I mean, it's June. Let me know how New York is treating you, I don't know, in let's say November, December. Got the whole PGA and LIV thing, by the way. It's been reported that LIV might actually disappear. Jay Monahan may shut it down. Made no money. Why do we think it'll change? And then we got Zion. Zion has been in the news for all the wrong reasons. It's not about basketball. It's not about him eating. Well, never mind. Zion is out here allegedly just hanging out with ladies. They're ladies. I'll just stop there. Anyway, congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. 108-95, they beat the Heat. Aaron Gordon, I told you had a career night. 27 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals. He was 3 of 4 from from downtown. He was 11 of 15 from the field. He was knocking down threes. He was catching alley-oops. He was bullying the smaller Heat defenders. And Aaron Gordon, after the game, he actually gave credit to Nikola Jokic for making his life easy.
Joker is such an incredible passer, such a floor general out there. He has such a high IQ and such a basketball knowledge for the game. You know, he sees plays steps ahead, you know, so he's reading the defense before he even catches the ball, or he's reading the defense before the play is even initiated. So I'm just playing in that dunker, and it's putting that low man in a difficult position. Do you step up? He has such a lethal floater in the middle of the lane. That do you try and take away the floater, or do you try and take away the lob? And if you take away the lob, you got shooters in the corner. You got KP, you got MPJ. So it's putting the defense in a pickle. And, I mean, Joke, he just makes the right play every time, and that's how it's been from the start.
Yeah, he just looks like a perfect basketball player. And he is 7 foot tall point guard. Mike Malone, he talks about Nikola Jokic all the damn time. Well, tonight, he showed a lot of love to Aaron Gordon.
27 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, making threes, getting to the foul line, guarding at a high level. Aaron did it all for us tonight. He really did. And, you know, we've seen that now in 4 games in the finals where Aaron has had moments where he has carried us offensively. He made threes tonight, obviously, which is always a good thing, but I couldn't be more proud of Aaron Gordon and his impact across the board tonight.
Mike Malone is typically, I would say, an angry guy. But he's not the most effusive. He spends a lot of time saying that we're being discounted, we being the Nuggets. You know, but not tonight. He also showed love to Bruce Brown, who had 21 points and scored 11 of them in the fourth quarter. Listen to his coach big him up.
Bruce Brown in the fourth quarter was amazing. You know, he had, I think, 21 points. 11 of those were in the fourth quarter. They were giving Jamal so much attention that let's get Jamal off the ball, let Bruce make some plays. He was aggressive, got to the basket, made shots, and tonight was an impressive performance.
Yeah, it was very impressive. This entire Denver Nuggets season has been impressive. And no, they haven't won the championship yet. No, they're not NBA champions yet, but they're a step away. Because we've only seen one team come back from a 3-1 deficit, and it was the Cleveland Cavaliers. And it was against a Warriors team that was, 73 wins. Draymond Green got a little too dirty and got suspended. And they went to the toilet from there. Unless there's an injury, that ain't happening this go-round. It's just a matter of time before the Denver Nuggets win their first NBA championship. And we're only a couple of days away from Nikola Jokic, you know, going into that category. And he's already there now. He just needs to check the box of being one of the best ever because he's there. With the numbers that he's put up, I mean, tonight you would say he was rather pedestrian. Only 23 points, 12 rebounds, and 4 assists. And then he had to sit down for a few minutes in the fifth due to foul trouble. Like this, that would be an amazing game. That would be an all-star game for a lot of dudes. But Nikola Jokic is just now giving you, hey, here's 30 points, 20 rebounds, and 15 assists. Who does that? He does. He's the only dude to do it in the NBA playoffs, or excuse me, the finals. He's done it 3 times. He's a freak, man. Mike Malone said it perfectly at the beginning of the playoffs. He's like, man, we don't get the respect, and we won't until we win a championship. And he's right. You got to get over the hump to actually get there and do something. It's the same for Jokic, and good for him. That first MVP, people are like, oh, what the hell is Jokic winning MVP for? And then he won it again, and people are like, whoa, he won the MVP a second year. And then we get here to the third one, and it's like, well, we can't give him MVP 3 times in a row. What has he won? MVP, MVP, finals MVP, championship. That ain't bad. By the time we pull up to the next NBA 100-year anniversary, Jokic going to be out there. Go ahead, throw him in on the next 25. He just missed the cut. He's a bad dude, and he deserves it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. What's this guy doing here? Sean is calling from Oregon. I called him a loser last night. I think I had good reason. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Hey, JR. I just wanted to apologize for, disrespecting Oral Boykins last night. You know what I mean? I understand, he's top notch in his game and everything like that,
Well, hold on. Were you drinking last night?
I'm drinking most every night.
Okay, well, maybe that's the problem. Hey, I gotta say this. Well, first of all, you don't gotta apologize to me. I think I told you what I felt about what you said.
Yeah, I heard, or apologize to Earl Boykins.
Well, that's fine. I'm sure Earl doesn't care. But hold on a second. Do me a favor. You ready?
What's that?
Just call me back in a month from now, okay?
Thanks a lot, brother. Have a good night.
All right, thank you. Yeah, that was simple, right? Just put him on timeout. Don't call back in a month. The man called, and I said, hey, Earl Boykins, Nuggets legend. He's like, Earl Boykins isn't a legend because he's 5'5". And I'm like, hey, were you drinking? Like, yeah, I'm drinking every night. It's not my liver, it's your liver. Have some water instead. I'm sure your liver will thank you. Detox. 855-212-4CBS. Brian is calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Brian?
Day by day, it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Props to Shep for bringing in Houston legends, Ghetto Boys on that.
Wait. Let's slow down here for a minute. Where do you think that came from?
A Scarface, Ghetto Boy Legend, Houston
where
Legends.
Where do you think that introductory music came from?
Oh, is that you? I'm sorry, my bad. That chef was mixing it up nicely all night. Been
mixing
on point.
It up. That music predates Shep. You know whose idea that was?
Well, now I know. I hope it was yours.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, man. I grew up Willie D. Bushwick Bill.
Yeah, Bushwick Bill, man. Yeah. God bless him. Yeah, his man, soul, I guess.
I remember the album cover. Eyeball hanging out, getting rolled down the hospital hall.
Yeah, Face is one of my favorite artists, yes.
I'm just switching it up from the NBA just a little bit, JR. I know the youngster, kind of pulled his calf muscle or, injured himself on one of his forehands in
Carlos
the French Open.
Carlos Alcaraz.
Yeah, I mean, guy looks like he's really, going to be something. But, I remember when Sampras and Agassi and Sampras winning all these Wimbledon titles, and then here comes Federer, and I'm like, oh, this guy's putting it way out there. No one's ever going to touch it.
Yeah.
And then, you used to just check the box every time the French Open played and put Nadal in. But, now that Nadal's not in his best shape and got the same thing Jordan Alvarez has. I forgot what oblique or something like that. And I mean, it's a Djokovic world. And this guy's going to set the bar. So he may have 30 Grand Slam titles when it's all said and done.
Yeah. He's tied. Well, he's tied. He's tied right now.
What, 22, 23, something like that?
Yeah, it should be 22 right now. I know Federer is behind him at 20. And he's still playing, man. And if he didn't have to miss time because he didn't want to get the COVID shot, he may have already surpassed Nadal. We know
exactly.
Federer is done. He's hung it up. Nadal, I think he's also cooked. He said he's going to play for one more year. And then Djokovic, we know, as competitive as he is, he is going to walk away with the most Grand Slam titles. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, and the guy takes phenomenal. I mean, he takes care of himself. I mean, regardless of his stance on the COVID vaccination and all that, the guy's in phenomenal shape. And, I mean, he's just doing amazing things every year.
Wow.
I just wanted to give him some props. And one more thing. You know,
Hold on. I expect him to beat Casper Ruud on Sunday. It's a young dude. I think Casper Ruud ain't older than 22, 23. And so it'd be a massive upset if Djokovic fell to him. And so I think he is going to break that tie with Nadal, and it'll be off to the races from there.
No doubt. It's kind of a vacuum they're living in right now, too, because that was the big three for a stretch there, but now he's kind of living the Larry Holmes life. So, but anyway, one more thing. Just, again, watching Coming to America, Soul Glow, Daryl, you know, there's been some great all-time athletes that rocked the Jerry Curl.
Oh.
Ricky Henderson, Eric Dickerson, Deion Sanders. Do you see it ever coming back, JR? I'm going to hang up and listen to you, man. Hey, have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you. Well, who the hell is thinking about a Friday night? Somebody somewhere listening to me is working on a Jerry Curl. But no, man. That takes too much work. Who wants to do that, man? I got a whole afro, man. I could Jerry Curl my hair right now. Why would I want to do that? It's dripping all over the place. I don't want to do that. That's too much work. That's for one hour. Let's leave the Jerry Curl alone. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Cleveland and talk to Jimmy. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jimmy?
Not much. How you tonight, Shep?
What?
I said, how you doing tonight?
Shep?
Oh, I thought my fault.
Shep is here. He is right here. Shep, say hello.
You know, this is the JR Sport Brief, though, my man.
Man, my fault, man. Okay. Like, I'm so out of working third shift. But real quick,
okay.
I wanted to speak about Nikola Jokic being robbed of the MVP. Like, right at the end of the race, it was a debate about it on Undisputed on ESPN. You know, Kendrick Perkins kind of made it a race issue. And after that, Jokic went into, like, a two-week slump and let him beat. And Giannis was balling. So, like,
Whoa. I wouldn't say he went into a two-week slump.
If you look at the stats, like, he went from averaging a triple-double.
Bro, no. They shut him down.
Who shut Jokic down?
Oh, my God. Hey, Jimmy, what shift do you say you coming down from?
Third.
They, as in the Denver Nuggets, Mike Malone, the team shut him down. They slowed him down. When things started to, quote-unquote, get heated, they started to concede because guess what? Jokic doesn't care. What they wanted is what they're getting right now, and that's an NBA championship.
Of course, that was the end result, but, like, come on, man. Like, they was in first the whole season.
Yes,
they was pretty
correct.
Much in first, bro.
Well, what point are you making?
Like, he was gonna go for the league MVP, the finals MVP, but like
No. I don't think Jokic is running around trying to go for anything but a W.
He know the fundamentals. He like a Tim Duncan perhaps, but with a better dribble. But I know these awards don't make them. You know what I mean? I know they don't.
Right.
It would have been unheard of, a three-time MVP and then league MVP, finals MVP. It would have been awesome.
I need a cigarette.
I thought it was more towards the topic from the show on ESPN.
I need a green cigarette. I'm sorry, Jimmy. Say again.
I say, you know, I thought it was more because of the conversation that was on ESPN.
Yeah. Well, I think save yourself some brain cells. Don't watch that, okay?
I won't, man. You have a good night, bro.
Okay, I'll try. Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate you. Go get some rest, man.
I will.
Okay, thank you. I need a rest after that. Goodness. Jokic don't care about no awards. You know, I'm going to play this for you on the other side of the break. Nikola Jokic, he spoke to the media. And Nikola Jokic, some of the names that he mentioned, their names were evoked. They asked Nikola Jokic about, you know, Duncan and LeBron and Kevin Durant and comparisons to the greats. And Jokic just sat there just like, hell do I care for? I'm going to let you hear that on the other side. Terrell is calling from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, T?
Yo, what's good, JR? How you doing, man?
Very well, man.
Hey, I just got to say, I completely agree with you, man. That Joker's stone cold. He don't got an objective other than winning. That's it. He don't care about no little achievement, MVP, nothing. And I'm not. Don't even get me started about the current MVP, because I'm not with it. I'm not with it.
You know what? He had a great season, and I can't knock Joel Embiid for having it and having won it. But look, who's here at the end?
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. But honestly, in all honesty, Embiid is soft. Embiid's soft. He don't got that killer attitude. Like, I'm going to go do it. I'm going to go run through somebody's chest. You know what I mean?
I don't think he can physically do it on a consistent basis. I think that might be standing in the way. I'm not disagreeing with you. I think if he were in better shape and able to play more consistently, I think we might see that. But I think due to his own physical health, I think that slows him down. I think it's something worth noting that if you go ahead and look at Nikola Jokic and how many games he has played since he's come into the league, Nikola Jokic is out here playing. There's no huge blocks. There's no giant swaths of time where he's out with an injury. Nikola Jokic has come into the NBA and played 80 games, 73 games, 75, 80, 73, 72, 74. He played 69 games this season. This dude is running around at 7 feet tall. He's doing everything, and he came into the league as a fat kid.
He's legit. He is hands down legit. I agree with everything you're saying, man. Everything.
Well, thank you, T.
He's a whole step above Embiid. Like, and it comes to the point where if game gets tight, his game tightens up, and he starts making those shots you got to make. And he shoots the shots you got to take and all that stuff. He goes the extra mile to win that game.
Yeah, he's not fair. Thank you, Terrell, for calling from D.C. Appreciate you, man.
Shout out to the entertainment group. Going in on my shift tonight, male stripping. We going hard tonight. We going hard.
Go get the money. Hey, Shep, shout-outs to male strippers. Did you hear them?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, shout-outs to the male strippers, all of them. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, we'll hear from Nikola Jokic on the other side of the break. He sounds very enthusiastic about his place in history. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get to more of your calls on the other side as well. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Of course, I'd like to say thank you so much, man. I'm going through a lot of life-threatening health issues the last 2 years, and I always close out my night listening to you called a couple times, so I just want to say thank you again for being on the radio and keeping me entertained.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, Baker Mayfield was at the Rays game. Good for him. He had a Rays cap on. Was he trying to ingratiate himself into the community? I wonder how long he's going to be in Tampa. Anyway, good for Baker Mayfield. The Tampa Bay Rays doing a whole lot more winning than he will do later on this year for Tampa Bay. I'm almost sure of that. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, I told you all about Nikola Jokic and one step away from a championship on Monday night. And he was asked by the media about his stat line tonight. Nikola Jokic filled it up. He had 23 points. He had 12 rebounds and only 4 assists. Now, having said that, he also had 3 steals and 2 blocks. And so, yeah, he filled up the stat sheet. And then if you want to think about a negative, he had 5 personal fouls. But let's forget that part. And so after the game, Nikola Jokic was in front of the media. And he was asked about his stat line. And let's just say he wasn't impressed. Listen to this.
You're the fourth player in NBA Finals history to record the line that you had today, joining like LeBron, KD, and Tim Duncan. What do you think about when you hear that?
It's not a big 23, 12, and 4. Fourth ever, the 23, 10, and 4. Oh. I mean, I don't know. Nice. It's good. I don't know what to say.
He's like, he gave the guy a thumbs up, by the way. While he said it, he gave a thumbs up, like, yeah, okay, like, who cares? I want to see Jokic at the parade. And then he had his brothers, those two other giant dudes. And parades in the world of professional sports, these parades have gotten out of hand, okay? We got drunk Klay Thompson last year. We had a drunk Tom Brady. Jamal Murray, I could see him with goggles on the side of his head. And Jokic is just going to be there. I don't know what he's going to be doing, but he'll just be there. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Melanie calling from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for letting me on. I just wanted to say that Jokic kind of reminds me of Lambeer. I'm a Pistons fan from way back. I lived through the bad boy era, and it was like the most exciting time of my life. And this kid kind of reminds me a little bit of Lambeer. And without the
violence and the elbows and the dirty play and the ass bumping and all that stuff, right?
Well, I mean, Jokic gets away with a lot of dirty play. He did a flop two nights ago that I couldn't even believe.
Can we?
I mean, it blew my mind. I mean, he was flopping. Yeah, he.
When did a flop become dirty?
That's dirty to me. I mean,
what
come
else?
On,
oh,
man.
I was going to ask you what else is dirty to you, but I realize I can't ask that on the radio.
Come on.
Sorry, my bad.
Anyway,
thank you
for letting me on. But
you're welcome.
I'm not.
Melanie.
I don't like his style of play, but whatever.
You don't like Jokic's style of play?
Not really. No.
He is one of the cleanest, most efficient basketball players I have ever seen in my life.
No, he's not. If he's flopping in the paint, he is not clean. Sorry, he's not.
Melanie, this call ended off on a... Well, it started great, and then it ended on a thud. Speechless.
Thanks, Jer.
You're welcome, Melanie. Damn. I think I hurt her feelings for real. Damn. I know I put that guy on punishment for a month a few calls ago. I put myself... Hey, Shep, is it possible? I can't put myself on timeout, right? For a month? I can't do that.
I there's a lot of higher-ups that would not like JR on timeout.
Yeah, I can't do that.
You can't do that, no.
Where's that guy who said, when I'm not here, we lose customers?
Oh, that's great, man.
When you're not here, this station loses customers. Yeah. Damn, I think I really hurt her feelings. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And Jokic isn't just flopping all over the place. And he is. And what am I saying? I don't need to argue the point. He's one of the best, most efficient basketball players that's ever played. I'm not ashamed to say that because it's accurate. Lee is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lee?
Hey, Jer, I wonder if you know of another player that's gone from being like the best shortstop to being like the best right fielder in the league. And I'm talking about Fernando Tatis Jr. And he's 22 games down, and he's leading the team in home runs. And I think he has the most assists from right field, throwing people out. Has there been... Who else can you think of that has done that?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Well, I just wonder what you think. I mean, if you could think of another player that is as
the answer is that. The answer is no.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying he's like, I think he's the most talented player in the league. And I'm sorry he went through that stuff last. I mean, he was out of the league for like a year and a half.
He went through the stuff. It was self-inflicted. He did it. He was the one riding the motorcycle. He's the one who said he got ringworm and took steroids for its ringworm. He did that stuff. That was him.
Yeah, but look what he's doing right now. I know
what he's doing. Yes, he's absolutely amazing. I know that. Between him and Ronald Acuna, they're both amazing. Yes, I know. I didn't hang up on him. He hung up on himself. Fernando Tatis Jr. is great. He's just been a punchline a little bit for the off the field decisions. Just, hey, I got ringworm. Let me take a steroid for it. Okay. Hey, I got a lot of money. Let me ride a bike. Just ride my bike. Hey, when did you break your wrist? I don't know. I ride my bike all the time.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Out of all the talk show hosts that this station be putting on, you're the best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, there goes my 30-day timeout. Don't worry about it. I'll be back here with you Monday. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And on Monday night, there's either going to be one or two things that go on. One is more likely than the other. I think I'm more likely to be sitting here with you on Monday night talking about the Denver Nuggets as the newest NBA champions and talking about how great their year was. What I hope I'm not doing on Monday night is talking about how a Miami Heat team is just staying alive. Because then at that point, I'm going to get a million calls. People will call me from Miami. They'll be like, hey, listen, it's 3-2. Our guys don't quit. I told you, JR. So let's just save everybody the time. Let's get the Denver Nuggets back out in Denver and go win a championship and get this over with. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's try to get in as many calls before we got to roll out. Donald is calling from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
Good, man. Shoot, go ahead quickly.
Yeah, I think Nikola Jokic, I think if he plays a few more years free, I think all around, he might not have a one championship, but I think he'll be in the top five in all centers when his career is said and done, are the best centers of all time. And I have to add one thing about the caller before me. They're saying about Tatis Jr. being the best right fielder. He can't show me that in numbers nowhere where he's over Acuna. And
yeah, the point, and thank you. I appreciate you, Donald, for calling from Atlanta. Well, Fernando Tatis Jr. certainly missed some time earlier on in the season. And we know Acuna, thank God, he's finally healthy. I think between 1 and 2, you don't lose. You really don't. Fred is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, man, how you doing, man?
Good.
What's crack-a-lackin'? Just make one real quick on you. Two quick points here. I think that dude that called earlier from D.C. and talking trash about Embiid, completely wrong, man. That dude is harder than a rock, solid in the paint. And you know what? Maybe his body can't keep up with him, but he's an MVP. It don't matter. Talk to him. Can't even say nothing. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, no, I'm not disputing. Yeah, he won.
Last point. I heard some guy call earlier about a Jerry curl. I got mine coming in nice and plump, nice and fresh and thick, all the way on my chest tubes down to my ball throw, brother.
Okay. Well, thank
you. Got it coming in nice, man. I appreciate you taking my call. Hey, Terrell, it's real. You know, $20.
Okay, Fred. Thank you. I appreciate that. 855-212-4CBS. Chris is here from Colorado Springs. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, JR. First time, long time.
Well, thank you.
You were talking about, you know, flopping in the NBA is just a thing, but why do you give a why do you care about flopping in the NBA but not about in soccer?
Hold on a second, Chris. I'll put you on hold. What the hell is Chris talking about? I know I'm having a side conversation with everybody listening to me right now, but what is Chris talking about? Hold on. What is he talking about? Let me bring him back and ask. Hey, Chris, what are you talking about, man?
I'm just talking about, you know, people want to say that, you know, when fouls happen in the NBA, when flopping happens, why do anybody care? But, you know, when it happens in soccer, it's the biggest deal in the world.
Well, this I'm trying to understand here. Let me add some context and maybe I'll help myself out. We had a caller. I think it was Melanie from Michigan. She said she's not a fan of Jokic, and she says she's not a fan because, you know, flopping is dirty and Jokic flops. And I said, come on now. It's like everybody in the NBA flops. And I said, despite that, because people are trying to draw a call, some guys more than others. Hi, James Harden, even though he's older now. And I said Jokic is the most – he's the cleanest, most efficient player that I've ever seen. And I think my definition of clean is his efficiency. And so now you're asking me about flopping in soccer?
Yeah, because people always try to say that flopping in the basketball and the flopping in the soccer are two unrelated things. But, I mean –
I haven't heard. Well, I haven't heard a comparison, so I don't know what you're talking about there. And then B, I think I know the NBA is trying to curtail flopping. They actually might start assessing technical fouls to slow down on it. And then C, to think about flopping in soccer, they are some of the most exaggerated acting jobs that go beyond anything that we see in the NBA. And then D, a lot of times, just the physicality of soccer, the collisions can be potentially worse. Like, you can physically tackle people in soccer. And so I haven't necessarily heard the comparisons, Chris, but yeah.
Okay.
Enjoy. You're a Nuggets fan?
Yes, I am.
Well, enjoy the championship coming. Don't think about flopping, okay?
I will. Thank you,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you. Okay, look, never mind. Tommy's calling from San Antonio. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show.
Hey, good stuff as always. Got a few musicians listening to you here, Nick Mack, Patty Weck, John Mayer, JR. Let me ask you something. And we had a great previous conversation. Is that Shep answering the phone, JR?
Yeah, he's Shep. Is that you? You're answering the phone, right?
That would be me. Yes. Yes, Tommy.
He's as good as they come. But I feel like we had a quick bond real quick, and it's about super teams. And I think it's a nugget, no pun intended, that is coming across that has not been talked about. Super teams. We saw how many super teams put together in the 90s, in the 2000s. We've seen it in L.A. We saw it with Miami. And now you kind of have an organic team. An organic team. This isn't a super team. Oh, come on now. Don't fight with me because you're contrarian. I'm being honest with you here.
Who the hell is he talking to? He ain't talking to me. It's not about being a contrarian. If you would shut up and listen for a minute, you'd actually learn something, Tommy. I'm glad that you can listen and I can't hear you. Here's the thing. To say that all of these teams that were put together in the 90s and 2000s and super teams, have you looked at the teams and how they were constructed? Outside of the addition of Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors and what they did, where's the super team there? Help me out. Help me. Help me. Help me. Where's the super team? Okay? If I want to go back a little while further and look at some of the other squads, and I want to look at teams that were drafted. Let's see. San Antonio Spurs or super team? Oh, no, they drafted those guys. Okay, Shaquille O'Neal goes and gets the check. Okay, Chicago Bulls, the Michael Jordan guy, Scottie Pippen guy, they brought in the Grant guy. Oh, yeah, they got Grant, and then they got in that Dennis Rodman dude. Yeah, super teams. Oh, Miami Heat, definitely a super team. I think it's a misnomer to look at every team in the 90s and go, oh, man, it's super teams. It's not all true, man. That's not all true. Not at all. Oh, guess what? Running out of time. Listen, folks, it's been a fun week hanging out with you. We've had a busy week. To go from the Kansas City Chiefs at the White House, knowing that the Denver Nuggets, they might be there next. Dalvin Cook released. Chris Paul not wanted. PGA and Liv, Shep, did I miss anything? No, right?
You got everything, including Zion.
Is Zion? Oh, whoa. I hope Zion's fast asleep at home by himself with the mother of his kid. I hope. He's had a busy, seems like he's had a busy time away from the NBA. Anyway, I'm going to be back with you Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern time. 7 p.m. Pacific. A matter of fact, if you need more of me, I'll be on the radio tomorrow in New York City on WFAN Sports Radio. You can listen on the free Odyssey app. And Shep, you're going to be here on CBS when?
Yes, sir. 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, JR.
JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. Don't move. Don't go anywhere. Ryan Hickey is coming up next. The JR Sport Brief Show is done.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Baseball is in full swing. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to local coverage for the team you love, live stream your favorite sports radio station, or jump back and listen to the best segments on demand.
Don't forget, we talk to the manager every Tuesday at 2 p.m.
Don't listen to some guy from the other side of the country tell you about your team. Live conversations for your local team. No matter where you are, your season, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Listen up, team. We've got a game to win. So here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.